I'm just testing this tape to see that it is in good working order. This interview with the Mr. Henry Matson is taking place in his home at Woodstock, New York, November 4, 1964. Mr. Matson, I feel that artists are, as a rule, pleased to be known by their work, and in this sense, I feel that I have known you for quite some time. For me, you typify the romantic artist, and the chief example that comes to my mind is your painting of the sea that is in the Metropolitan. But you know, of course, that we have two of your pictures at the Institute in Utica, New York. They came to us from Mr. Edward Root. One of them is a still life sumac, and the other is a smaller painting called Sand Pit. Then, of course, I've seen your work down through the years at the Wren Gallery. Do you devote your entire time to painting, Mr. Matson?
Yes, I do, more or less. I have some... I don't do anything but paint, really, but I don't paint all the time, as it were.
And how long have you exhibited at the Wren Gallery?
Oh, about... since 1928.
That's a good long time.
About 40 years, I guess.
Yes.
Yes, that's right.
Could you, just for a moment, we would like to have a bit of your background. Could I ask you, where were you born, and then where did you study, and so forth? You might give us a little bit of this.
I was born in Gothenburg, Sweden. In 1887, and I came here to this country in 1906. I was then about 19 years old. And what else?
And where did you study painting?
Oh, well, I'm practically self-taught.
I see.
With the exception of I went to evening school in Worcester Art Museum in 1910 for about the winter there, but that's about all the schooling I've had, and I eventually landed in Woodstock, and I've been more or less self-taught, as I said.
I see. Have you been living here quite a few years, have you?
Yes, I've been living here since 1916.
Uh-huh.
Which is quite a long time.
Yes. Mr. Spiker, of course, this is an artist colony, Mr. Spiker,
yes.
I remember I saw him here some years ago when I visited here.
He came here a little earlier than I did.
Yes.
But there were very few people at the time.
Yes.
And of course, now it's...
you were sort of a pioneer, you might
say. Yes, it could have been called that, yes, that's very true.
Now, I understand, Mr. Matson, that that you executed a mural for the Portland, Maine Post Office.
Yes, that's correct.
Was this done under the section of Fine Arts Program?
It was, yes, it was. The only thing that I would like to emphasize upon is this, that it was ordered during the Hoover administration, and then it was given to me during the Roosevelt.
I see. And so that it would have been done anyway,
that,
whether or not.
That's quite true.
Yes,
I think that's true.
I see. Now, was this a large mural? How large a work was this?
The murals are at the entrance to the post office.
Oh, there are two murals?
Yes.